Vincent.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Come fly with me.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This is our 12th anniversary, beginning of our 13th year, and this is a show compiled of best-ofs over the years. Sir John Leslie, after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Well, we're on our way, as you can tell by the music, to wonderful, wonderful Ireland. And if you're going to Ireland, then you have to make it a point to find your way to the wonderful Castle Leslie, the family castle that for the last 400 years has been in the Leslie family, where you actually can have the privilege and the opportunity to spend a night, or spend a few days, or stay for a week or more. And there's so much going on there now that we're going to be talking later with Miss Samantha Leslie, who has wonderful news of things going on at Castle Leslie and in Ireland in general. But we're going to start today with talking with the wonderful Sir John Leslie, patriarch of the Leslie family, who, God bless him, is now 87 years old. And I understand last night you were discoing.
Oh, yes. I went to the arena near Armagh. There were about 1,000 young people, you know. They have double-strength music there. It's really very exciting.
and you have a reputation of going discoing every week, is that right?
I go to one or the other. There's the Four Seasons in Monaghan, the Paragon in Clonus, and at Carrickmacross, there's the Fiddlers. We seem to be surrounded by discos.
Well, you know, what's interesting about it is I remember from our trip to County Monaghan that it appears that busloads of teenagers come in on a Friday evening or a Saturday evening, and it's a non-alcoholic night, which makes it an even better experience for the parents of those children.
Well, there are non-alcoholic discos on Fridays usually, just Coca-Cola and lemonade. Children from 14 to 20, you know, they don't allow anyone else in, not even their parents.
Oh, good for them. But last night you were discoing with the older crowd.
Yes.
Ah, yes. And I understand that they're always very excited to see you there. You cut a rug, don't you?
Yes, and they closed earlier. They closed at 1:30 instead of 2:30.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That was an early evening for you? We should all aspire.
Well, they wouldn't allow me in. I went once, but they wouldn't allow me in. They said, no, no, just teenagers.
Oh, dear. The nerve of them. Well, I'm sure it helps keep you young and fit and healthy. What other dance clubs have you been to, Sir John?
Yes, we went once to Ibiza with my niece. 2 years ago, and then Monte Carlo, and then in London there's the Storm in Leicester Square, and the Hanover Grand near Hanover Square. And in Mexico, I went to several, in Acapulco and also Cuernavaca. But the Monaghan ones are the best, I think.
Well, everything about Ireland is the best in my book. It's one of my favorite places. And visiting Castle Leslie, which for my listeners is located about 2.5 hours, beautiful drive from Dublin, and about an hour south of Belfast. So it's very easy to get.
It's 2 hours from Dublin, really.
Really? Well, you drive faster than we do. You must be driving faster than we do. Maybe we took the country road instead of the highway, and that's possible, too. Let's talk. Last time you visited with us, Sir John, who family and friends lovingly refer to as Uncle Jack, we talked about the approach to the castle, which is right off. Is it the N2, I believe, that it's right off of? Takes you from Dublin. You take the N12 and the N2, and before you know it, you're in Glaslough in County Monaghan, and you reach this wonderful wall along the road, and when you see this big brick wall that goes forever, you know that you're riding aside the grounds, the 1,000 acres that belong to Castle Leslie. And you come up the drive, and last time you were on the show with us, we talked about the entrance, the family crest, the grand hall, and the dining room and drawing room filled with memorabilia from Paderewski's visits and your cousin Winston Churchill and so many others, and the portrait that hangs in the dining room that was painted by Gilbert Stuart, who also painted George Washington as we see him on the dollar bill. But I thought it would be fun this time, Uncle Jack, if we went upstairs and we visited some of the bedrooms with you on a virtual radio tour of Castle Leslie, which you can see at castleleslie.com. And let's talk about the ancestors who lived in those various rooms. I'd like to start with the Red Room because that was the room I stayed in. So let's talk about the Red Room a bit. That was your mother's room, wasn't it?
Yes, it was always my mother's room. The bed came from Perugia, the capital of Umbria, about 70 miles south of Florence, dates to about 1600. And the mantelpiece came from the same place with the carved cherubs from Perugia. Nothing has been changed in the room since the house was built 123 years ago. Same curtains.
Yes, they are the same curtains. I can attest to that because I don't really know the best way to put it. I kind of very much appreciate the condition that they are in, reflecting curtains that have survived for 120 years.
Yes.
And with a wonderful, wonderful view of the grounds from the windows of that room.
You can see over the lake.
Oh, it's wonderful. As a matter of fact, for those, we have a new radio station that's joined us, WNN, in Florida, 1470 AM. And they've, of course, because they're a new station with us, weren't with us when we did the first show, and the many shows when we talked about my daughter's wedding, which took place at Castle Leslie over a three-day period. A great, wonderful memory in our lives. As a matter of fact, I was told we were the first all-American wedding at the castle where we can't trace any Irishmen on either side of the family, but since then other American families have followed, so I think we started a trend. Let's talk about going down the hallway now from the Red Room, and you pick the next room you'd like to share with us.
Well, going down the staircase or going up the top stairs?
Well, I was thinking, isn't the Mauve Room on the same floor as the Red Room?
Yes, the Mauve Room was got ready for the Duke and Duchess of Connaught, 1907, Queen Victoria's favorite son, and nothing really has been changed to this day, except last year we had to change the curtains and the canopy on the bed because they had fallen to pieces. That's all that's been changed. Next door, there was a sitting room, and in 1910, they thought they'd be very modern and turn the sitting room into a bathroom. Before that, it was all done by footmen carrying in great hip baths, putting them in front of the coal fires. The footmen wore dark blue uniforms, gold buttons, yellow waistcoats, white bow ties, and they would, everybody had left the rooms, they'd take the hip baths and pour them out down on the sluices and the back stairs. As they returned the dressing rooms attached to the main bedrooms into bathrooms in the last 10 years, So now every dressing room has been turned into a bathroom, and every bedroom has its own private bathroom.
And that was the mauve room, was the room...
The mauve room and all the, and the red room, all the bedrooms. They had dressing rooms attached, and these made very useful bathrooms.
Yes, so they're all...
turned them into bathrooms in the last 10 years.
They're all lovely and large. And let's talk about a Norman's room.
Norman's room, yes, that's a haunted room upstairs.
Yes, there's a ghost, isn't there? We didn't see him, I'm sorry to say. I was hoping we'd have a visit.
Yes.
Well, tell us who Norman was.
Well, Norman isn't the ghost. The ghost is a long story that concerns the bed.
Aha. Uh-huh. But who was Norman?
Norman was my father's second brother.
And what?
He was killed at Armentier.
Why does the ghost haunt that room?
Well, it's the bed, you see. The bed came from a haunted house in England.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But it's not Norman's ghost, it's the bed.
Ah, all right. Well, we'll have to come back again and spend some time because I'd really love to meet the ghost. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Sir John Leslie, lovingly known as Uncle Jack. And we're going to talk some more about Castle Leslie in Glasslough, Ireland, in County Monaghan. Stay with us.
Don't forget to log on to Stephanie's award-winning website, sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com. Of course, before we head to the break and call back with Sir John, just about enough time to tell everybody about what's coming up next week, Stephanie.
We are celebrating our 100th show.
100 shows
Can
on the Business Talk
that?
Radio Network.
Can you believe that?
It's amazing.
And we've got all kinds of goodies we're going to be giving away, so please go to my website and you can check it out. You can register to win online.
Oh, really? Great.
But also... be here, because we're going to put together those who call in and those who we've got in the email bag and make a whole bunch of happy winners.
That's all coming up next week, our 100th program here on the Business Talk Radio Network.
So funny talking about our 100th show. This is our 625th show, and we go off to England to Highclere Castle next.
Ah, Curaçao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO heritage city. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curaçao's artists and artisans. With challenging links golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curaçao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curaçao.com and visit Curaçao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curaçao.com.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you've got computer problems, you have big problems. Is your computer frozen? Is it loaded with viruses? How about the infamous blue screen? Or maybe it doesn't even turn on at all. You need the computer experts right now at the PC Support Hotline. Any computer, anywhere, anytime. 24 hours a day, you can call us and we'll fix it, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Everything is done remotely over the phone. You don't even have to lug your computer or laptop anywhere. Just call now and one of the world's best tech support agents will dial into your computer and fix it guaranteed. Don't go through the expense of replacing your computer or the time-saving torture of replacing software or lost files. Call right now and we'll fix your computer guaranteed or you pay nothing.
800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. 1434 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 45. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Buckle your seatbelt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
Time for more travel talk, coast to coast. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, it's our 625th show, the start of our 13th year of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And we're going from a castle in Ireland to the castle they use for Downton Abbey in England. This was from our very first interview with Lady Fiona Carnarvon in May of 2012. It is a joy to introduce Lady Carnarvon, and I must get the accent on the right syllable, on the phone with me. It has been not only joyous watching Downton Abbey and seeing Highclere Castle inside and out, and a kind of intimate introduction to your beautiful home. But also, it's been thrilling in talking with my good friend Mark Leslie, whose family is associated with Castle Leslie in County Monaghan, Ireland. And they have so many connections with so many people in Ireland, in the UK, and in America, because of their unique family background, Winston Churchill being a first cousin of Uncle Jack, Sir John Leslie, at Castle Monaghan, at Castle Leslie in Monaghan. And I had a chat with Mark Leslie and told him, Lady Carnarvon, that you were going to be my guest. And he said, oh, I must share some photos with you. And came out with these marvelous photos of Highclere Castle in 1912. And I'm hoping that you've had a chance to see them as well. They're at travelers411.com, the interactive part of our website. And you'll find them in member photos the album is listed something like Edwardian Country Life. And it's the last ones that go in are the first ones that are up. So you'll see it right there at the top of the first page of photos. Welcome. And have you had a chance to see those photos?
Yes, I have. They're charming. I love photographs in that period.
And it was quite remarkable. I'm sure you have many family albums filled with photos as well from that period.
We have quite a lot from 1895 through to the First World War. Never the ones you want, funnily enough. But what we have is incredibly wonderful to still have preserved, actually. So I've scanned quite a lot of them, and some of them are in the book I've written, and there was a plethora to choose from anyway, which is great.
Well,
but I like the one at the front of Fife in July 1930 from your website. That's charming.
Well, I'll have to look more carefully at that as well. I really want to spend more time and really study each one of them. But when I fell across, Mark pointed out the two to me. I actually was in his studio at Martello Media in Dublin when he pulled up. I told him about my interest in Downton Abbey, and he said, well, as a matter of fact, I have been archiving the Leslie family photos, and in going through, I found these two marvelous pictures from 1912. And the Leslies were very keen on photography and writing, and so they just have this wonderful family archive of goodies. And so it was first in his studio that I got to see the photos, but the one that has tickled me the most, really, is the one with Queen Elizabeth as a young girl, Princess Elizabeth, with her sister, Princess Margaret. And, you see the face. There's another one there of Jenny Leslie Churchill, who was Winston Churchill's mother, and it looks like Winston is about 12 years old there, but all that's missing is the cigar. You see the face quite clearly that it is him. Now, when you were getting ready to do what needs to be done to accommodate the filming of Downton Abbey at Highclere, that must have been a massive undertaking.
Well, it's still going on because there's a third series to come. So I think you get more used to it without doubt as you go on and figure out what the process is each time they come in and go out, which they're still doing for another couple of months.
Well, now, when you began this process, it looks from the pictures that Mark Leslie sent me that there's this one picture with some ladies whose last name is Fellows, which is the same last name as Julian Fellows, who was the author of Downton Abbey. And I'm wondering, I'm making the assumption, so please correct me if I'm wrong, if that relationship with the Fellows family doesn't go quite far back, and therefore Downton Abbey was the natural heir to being Highclere being the place that it was based on?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what relation Sybil Fellows, who's in the photograph, is to Julian. And there's no Fellows. Perhaps she came along with one of the people she's photographed with. I know that Lord Kitchener came to have lunch here in June 1914, who was Emma, Julian Fellows' wife's great uncle, so that I do know, but I don't know about Sybil Fellows. There is another set of Fellows, Lord Robert Fellows and Lady Jane Fellows, who is Princess Diana's elder sister, and that's another Fellows who aren't related to Julian, but who are also friends of ours and who do come here. So there are several branches of Fellows, and there are some Fellows from that branch, which definitely which are different, buried in old Berkeley Church near here. So it may be through that, but I don't know.
We actually spent the entire hour with Lady Fiona Carnarvon, and you can hear the whole interview and the continuing interviews for everybody on today's show by going to sabrams.com/blog and click on the links that'll take you to the audio.
Yes, we're celebrating our 12th anniversary today, starting our 13th year on the air. Who do you have coming up in the next segment? Where are we headed?
We're going to play tennis with the coach of every tennis star you can name, Gabe Jaramillo, right after this. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBot, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Boy from Tacarama, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malika, Zacatecas, Lo Onto del Sol y Cruz.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
In April of 2011, I visited with Gabe Jaramillo, who has trained, coached every major tennis star you can think of. And what a joy to pick his interview for our 625th show and start of our 13th year.
Well, it's clear that Club Med is about experiences. And it's about experiences that have life value, not just vacation for the moment value. And as a result of the focus on excellence in terms of the experiences that are offered, they're offered by people who are serious about what they do and serious about what they know. And it is a privilege and honor for me to introduce you to Gabe Jaramillo, who is the head person when it relates to the tennis academies. He is the director of the tennis academies, and we are here speaking in his office at Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Very easy to get to, by the way. Very close to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach Airport, about an hour and a half from Fort Lauderdale Airport, and would add another 45 minutes to an hour if you flew into Miami. So unless you had a burning need to be in Miami, you'd probably want to fly into West Palm or into Fort Lauderdale. And of course, you've eliminated the whole question about passports and immigration lines and all that jazz. When you can have a tropical experience right here in Florida. Gabe, thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's I don't know where to start with you, because we need to talk about what it is that Club Med offers in its tennis academies, what you offer here at Sandpiper Bay. But I think we have to back up and start with where you have come from and come through. And we begin with you and your Australian hat. So let's talk about that first.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, thank you very much for having me on your show. It's really a pleasure and an honor to meet you and to be in your show. The Australian hat is an interesting story. Jim Courier, number one player in the world, won the Australian Open years ago. And what the Australian used to do is used to give the hat as a present to the winner. Well, he didn't like the hat, so he gave it to me. And I wore it proudly on the court, and I've been wearing the hats ever since. And I love my Acura.
Well, I guess when you're out in the sun a lot, it gives you a lot of protection.
30 years in this Florida sun, you need it.
Well, how do you play? You don't play tennis with that on.
I do.
You're kidding, really?
I do. You get used to it. It's my trademark.
It really is. All you're missing is the boots. And a kangaroo or a koala bear following you around. Now, you have been associated with coaching some great names in tennis. Can you mention some of them? Because we love dropping names around here.
No, I've been very lucky. I was able to coach Andre Agassi, Monica Seles, Jim Courier, Pete Sampras, Sharapova, Kornikova, and the list goes on. So I've been very fortunate.
How did that happen?
I used to work with Nibble Thierry. I was his right-hand man. I was the director of the academy for 30 years, and I was the traveling, when I did players to travel, I was the one who went on the road with them. And I also was in charge of their program. I was in charge of the program, not for 1 year or 2 years, but I basically wrote the program 5 years at a time.
Wow.
So it was a beautiful experience.
Well, how do you write a five-year program for someone?
For example, when a student comes here at 13 years old, their goal is to play professional tennis. So there are certain steps that they have to take, certain tournaments that they have to play, and certain goals that they have to meet. And that's what we do. We schedule every student that comes here has a roadmap for 5 years. And, you know, we tweak it on the way.
I had the pleasure of being able to see your tennis courts for young people, which are smaller, and then your regulation size tennis courts. And someone pointed and said, you see those buildings, that's where the students live.
That's correct.
So you have people that have come not only from all over the country, but around the world, who stay here year round.
Right. The first course that you saw are for kids 2, 3, 4 years old. And we have a very, very good program for them. This is a French method, very well coordinated. The kids really love it. The clay courts that you see in front are more for the adults. And the hard courts in the back are more for the juniors. So we have the courts for everybody. We have the rooms right across the tennis courts. Then they have a view over the water. So nobody has those facilities for the students, for students that board. Now we have 63 boarding students. That they come from 27 different countries. But if you look at the flags, Oman, I mean, you don't expect it. Vietnam, you know, you don't expect kids to play or to come from those countries to be able to come to an academy like this, but they do. And they all come with the same goal. They all come with the goals to be professional tennis players.
What's the age of the youngest?
12 years old. That lives boarding here is 12 years old from Japan. And she came about 3 months ago, didn't speak a word of English. And it's incredible how fast the kids learn the language.
The parents send them ahead, or they come and stay here as well, or what?
No, the parents send them. The parents, most of the time they come, they drop them off, they stay here for about a week. They find the facilities very good, the people are very friendly, and they go home. For example, Mayuka, that's her name. She lives in Japan. After all these problems in Japan with the tsunami and all that, we were very concerned. We talked to the parents. The parents are doing well, and actually they're very happy that she's here and she's not in that mess over there.
Of course. It's a much more stable situation
for her. And our youngest student in the non-boarding program is 7 years old.
Wow.
That come, you know, is a regular student. And on top of it, we have the adults that come, you know, for a week at a time. And we have different programs for them. We have a program where at 8 o'clock in the morning, we start with the advanced, and 9 o'clock with the medium players, intermediate, and at 10 o'clock with the beginners. The interesting part about that program is everybody thinks they are advanced. So it's a challenge for us.
I used to like to say that average is the point above which all parents think their children stand.
Oh, that is so true. That is a great saying. I need to write it and put it on my wall.
One day I'll needle point it and I'll send it to you in a pillow.
I would love to put it on my wall.
Yes. I'm kind of fascinated by the concept of kids who are so goal-oriented that they already know they want to be professional tennis players, and that they choose to come to Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida, to live here in basically dormitory style.
Yes.
And are they here for a 12-month basis?
The regular time is 9 months out of the year that they are here. And the average is 3 years that they stay.
And so during these 9 months, how does their schooling take place?
It is great.
I hope so, because I don't want to hear them playing tennis for 9 months and nothing else.
To give you an idea, the number one and two players from Harvard are my students. The number one, number two from Brown is my student. The number one from Princeton is my student. And we have a player here today that is 20 in the world in the juniors. She's 350 in the professionals, but she decided not to play professional tennis. She wants to go to Duke. She got a scholarship to go to Duke. So they can do both. The whole idea is that they need to have an education. The education has to be as strong as the tennis. If they are no performer in the school, they cannot go to the tennis court. And at the same time, they have a backup. If they cannot make as professional players, they can go to school with a very good scholarship, play tennis for the school, and keep in their mind that maybe later on, if they cannot make it now, they can make it later as professional players.
And who does the schooling?
We have two schools, one that is 5 minutes away, and another one that is right on top of my office. And they do a lot of the school that they do today is online. I think it's the future of education anyway. And all this, the students that I'm telling you
about...
Oh, well,
that sure beats the heck out of having a teacher who hates you.
Right.
I mean, I like that one.
And a lot of it is one-on-one. And most of the kids here are one-on-one. They do it online,
well,
and
yeah,
they have a tutor right behind them.
Yeah,
so the education level is very high.
Well, yeah. Anybody that's going into tennis is somebody that is focused on individual sports. My son was someone who thrived on individual sports.
What sport did he practice?
Whatever he did, if it was bike, riding his bike, or it was skiing, or whatever it was an individual sport. He didn't do well in teams.
And the kids that perform better individually.
Well, eagles don't flock.
Right.
So, I find the whole subject fascinating, and it's clearly, you guys know exactly what you're doing.
Every time I see somebody out on a tennis court in a tournament, and I hear the name of who this fabulous athlete is, it always brings me back to Gabe Jaramillo, who was at some point, or still is, their coach. And we're going to go off next to talk with somebody who's a coach in a kitchen, the executive chef at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel in Toronto.
And we're doing all this on the 12th anniversary of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Can you believe it?
So clannish, quiet. When I speak, does he vanish? I wish I understood.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get 3 free bottles with a qualifying order.
Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started.
Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
I want the frim fram sauce with the Orson Fee with Shafafa on the side.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I chose this interview with executive chef David Garcelon from the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto because I was so tickled by his remark that they present Canadian cuisine. And I want to know the last time a group of friends got together and when they all got hungry, somebody said, hey, let's go out for Canadian. So this is from January 29th, 2006. Enjoy it.
As a matter of fact, we haven't gotten into the French part of Canada yet, but you're listening to one of my favorite songs, La Vie en Rose, Edith Piaf, the little sparrow, singing, and at least getting you in the mood for where we're going after we speak with our chef, David Garcelon, who is the chef at the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto. Thank you for joining us, David.
Thanks, Stephanie.
We were talking before we got you raised up on the air about, I read somewhere that you had served 10,000 people, or it's just you have the capacity to serve 10,000 people.
Yeah, that's right. If all of our rooms are filled at the same time, we can serve 10,000 people in one sitting. It's a pretty big hotel.
Are you the executive chef?
That's right.
How do you sleep at night? And that would drive me insane.
Well, we have a great team here that...
You would have to.
We do, yeah. Very good.
What is it that you want our audience at Travel with Stephanie Abrams to know about what makes the food service at the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto uniquely different? Because when people travel,
there are so many options and so many choices, and there is so much emphasis now about shopping by price, and people have no idea what they're getting. You know, a hotel is not a hotel, and a dining room is not a dining room, one from another, and there are unique differences in terms of quality. Why would someone choose the food service facilities at your hotel from all the options in Toronto?
Well, the Royal York's, as you've probably heard, it's a grand hotel. It's a historic hotel, and it's really Canada's hotel, and it represents all the regions of this huge country. And I think our food service here does that as well. And we've got many options, and all our restaurants feature Canadian cuisine and products from all over Canada. And with our many restaurants here, we try and do that.
I have to follow up on that. I watched Mike Myers on, oh my gosh, I think it was Actors Studio. Do you know that show?
Right.
And he was hilarious, but he made the point, because he is Canadian, and he made the point that there is no such thing as Canadian food. Who says, honey, let's go out for Canadian food tonight? Or where's the closest Canadian restaurant in this area? So when you say Canadian food, what are you referring to?
Well, it's regional cuisine. It's using the best local ingredients from local farmers. It's using caribou. It's using
caribou
lobster from Nova Scotia and scallops from the East Coast.
Caribou.
Yes.
You want to eat Bullwinkle's cousin?
It's one
tell
of the
me
best,
it tastes like chicken.
I can't tell you how many people have had caribou and told me it's the best meat they've red meat they've ever had in their life. It's very tender, it's very healthy, it's good for you, low cholesterol, and if you like venison, you'll love caribou.
See, I don't eat Bambi. So yeah, Bullwinkle and Bambi.
Chef David, I've had venison. I have not had caribou yet, and it's delicious. Venison, I think, is great. So
listen,
I can't wait to try caribou.
You know, there are adventurous people, and I'm sure we have lots of people in our listening audience that really get excited about that. But there are some things on a menu that, like haggis, for instance. When you go to Scotland, you see haggis. Did you ever see haggis served?
No.
You want to excuse yourself from the dining room? It's like very scary looking stuff. But I'm sure it's wonderful. But my taste buds are not there yet.
I have to try it.
Well, I understand that you are pretty new to the property.
Yes, I've been with Fairmont Hotels for 13 years, but I've just recently transferred to the Fairmont Royal York.
Where were you before, David?
I spent 5 years in Bermuda, and before that I was in the Canadian Rockies at Jasper.
Were you at the Southampton Princess or the Hamilton Princess?
The Fairmont Southampton, that's right. Yep.
Holy cow. And so is my good friend Peter Frith still there?
Absolutely, Peter is, yes.
They're going to carry him out kicking and screaming. The man is never going to grow old and leave.
He's part of the hotel.
Never going to happen. Well, I'm really glad that you were able to join us today, and I'm hoping I can come up to Canada and visit you in Toronto and get to know your property and your cuisine. And we got to get you to meet Mike Myers so you can straighten him out. Explain to him there is such a thing as... But I don't know of a place other than there used to be a pancake house in New York City called the Royal Mountie Pancake House. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
We have now come to the end of another hour of today's show. And if you missed any part of it, please go to S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com. If you click on blog on the navigation bar, or if you go directly to SABRAMS.com/blog, you'll find that we have posted a blog that has all of the folks we've interviewed and played their interview today from past shows, and links to that interview, because in many cases we gave you an excerpt of the interview. So you can go into overtime with us, go out on the veranda.
And, you know, this wasn't an easy task. It took Stephanie...
You have no idea.
5.5 hours to go through 12 years of broadcast. It must have been hard to even narrow it down to these 12 segments that we're doing today.
Well, the reason it only took 5.5 hours, David, is that I have been making little notes and margins and places for years of memorable, super memorable
super duper memorable interviews that we've done. You know, we went on the air July 7th, 2002. And today starts the 625th show. And we are now at 1,496 hours of just broadcasting this show. And another hour to go. So stay with us, everybody, because the next hour is a humdinger as well. And we're getting a kick out of this. So stay with us, everybody. We're flying high.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.